We got to talk about the Atlanta Braves. Speaking about your welcome, they did not give us anything to be thankful for over the weekend other than a little more offense. And look, I want to start with this because we kind of asked this question about the Falcons from Friday night, right? The question was, do you feel any better about the Falcons after Friday? And that's going to be part of the wake-up call coming up here on the other side of the next break coming up at 8 a.m. But I'll ask you the same thing about the Braves. Allison doesn't seem to feel any better or worse about the Atlanta Braves after this weekend. Bo, do you feel worse or feel any better?
Yeah, I feel worse. I'm starting to feel like...
Which is shocking to me. I thought you were going to say the bats are alive. Or
well, hell, now you can't pitch. I mean, we can't have anything around here. We can't have this. You know what the Braves are? They're my golf game, okay? A week ago, I was hitting my irons as good as I've ever hit them. My putter was good, but I couldn't get off a tee. Played 9 holes yesterday. Driver is on fire, Mike. Now I can't hit my irons.
Yeah,
now the putter's not working.
Hitting straight taters down the center of the fairway.
And that is literally the Braves right now. The bats start working. All of a sudden, we can't pitch. Yeah. All of a sudden, we're brutal. Max Fried's giving up 4 or 5 runs. Jimenez is getting hit. Luke Jackson over the second coming of that.
Our buddy Mark Rigby on Twitter, I think this is hilarious. He tweets at us and says, the Braves are like that scene from Friday with Smokey and Craig. He says, dang, y'all ain't never got two things that match. Kool-Aid, no sugar. Ham, no burger. That is the Atlanta Braves right now,
man.
That's
a great line,
it's a great pull. And look, man. Brian Snicker was asked after the game, is this demoralizing?
I don't know. I hope it doesn't. You know, I don't know. I mean, you got to fight through it. I mean, it's just the hard part of this game, man. You got to turn the page, and we got to go out, and we got to come out and figure out a way to win a game tomorrow. I mean, it's no fun doing this, obviously. Yeah, I don't know.
Bo, I think it's been funny, Allison's attitude towards us talking about the Braves today, because you and I got an argument about a month ago, and you said Braves fans were a bunch of chicken littles. And I don't remember if it was after the one-run loss to the White Sox or what other demoralizing victory it was this year, but you and I kind of went back and forth, and you were like, it's not time to panic. And I was like, at what point can we panic? At what point do Braves fans go, man, this does not look good? And now I feel like we're both kind of getting that treatment from Allison this morning. She's like, let me know. Get at me in a month. Get at me September 12th. I think, I'll be honest, Allison, I think that's too late. But I think you've made me feel a little bit better about where they're at right now.
Yeah, because we've seen them, like, come in so hot that they're, like, you know, 10 games above. No one can catch them. And then they have to sit and wait to get into the playoffs. They tried doing those sim games last year. Baseball, it's all about just, like, staying in the rhythm. So, yeah, let's take that wild card and let's just run for it. Let's go.
I think you're right there. The problem is you're 3-7 in your last 10. You just lost 2 of 3 to a team that has 70-plus losses.
In Colorado.
That's fine, but you score 8 runs, you're supposed to win. That's like
in
scoring.
Colorado, it doesn't matter. You can have 16 and still lose.
I understand, but you can't keep losing these games.
I do understand.
I do.
Colorado is not a place I'm going to judge. Let's tell me about the Giants. Let's look after that. And then next week, you got the Phillies and Towns and Nats. Okay, that's huge.
Yeah, that is huge.
Allison, here's what I'll say. In Colorado, you can't judge, but also somehow they're 30 games under 500, the Rockies are. So at least they're getting judged by somebody.
You just can't blow a lead. You just can't blow an 8-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning to a team that's 70-plus losses. Well, by the way, ding. The White Sox took 2 or 3 from us as well. Not been very good at times. It's just frustrating. I'm frustrated. I mean, I don't know.